I've lived in Wellham Green 20 years now. We came with intention of raising our family, got three children, live on the edge of the countryside. It's a lovely environment, and we don't want our life ruined and our children's lives ruined by this monstrosity they want to build, you know, and it will damage our health and impact on our daily life.
You talk about your family life. You actually moved to the area to get something that you think is about to be taken away from you.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Yeah, we moved from a built-up area. We moved to the edge of the countryside. You know, I love taking my children over to the green fields, and we don't want the incinerator in the background all the time. The big chimneys, 75-metre chimneys, indicating 24 hours a day what harm is coming out. You know, we don't want to suffer.
You talk about the suffering. A lot of residents say that they've been suffering for the last few years because the wait itself has been agonising. They haven't really been able to carry on with life while they've waited for a decision. What's life been like since this has sort of been up in the air?
It's coming to a head now. These two years of campaigning, hopefully now, Wednesday, we'll get a really good turnout outside County Hall. Let the community, the people of the area, make their voices heard and tell these councillors once and for all how strongly we feel about this. I'm sure they will give themselves planning permission Wednesday. This is when the fight starts.
Now, you've basically said the fight potentially could start on Wednesday. If it gets the green light, there are other stages that you can take it to try and get it stopped. You've done very well so far, though. You've been great opposition. You've really rallied round together, and you've upped the numbers of people that have responded and said, we don't want this. How have you been able to achieve such a response? It's the biggest the county has ever seen.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm not a member of any particular party, but I have followed Hatfield Against Incineration. Done a fantastic job. They've used ways, emails, websites, Facebook, papers, local papers have been very good, to get the points out to the wider audience, and it's definitely paid off. This is the biggest event that's ever happened in Wellham Green, Brookmans Park and Hatfield. You know, we're not taking this lightly. It's got to be fought, and we will win.
It's been claimed a democratic process where you've had your different means of registering your discontent with this. A lot of people say, though, that democracy has been questionable because you've had these views, you've gone to your local representatives, and not everyone seems to have listened to you, not on a county level anyway. That's what you've said to me.
It does feel they haven't listened to us at all, you know, and now we see this Wednesday, it's not too late. We need to get our voices heard. It's very frustrating, but hopefully now people will stand up and make themselves heard.
And I gather one thing that is at risk, county councillors that decide in favour of this, they could fall out of favour with their voters, and come a few years' time, of course, people can make decisions to try and oust them altogether. Is that something that you think could very well happen?
Yes, I mean, the county councillors have been reminded on numerous occasions that next May is a key date, and they don't really want to be upsetting the electorate, because, believe me, we will vote, and we will vote the right way. And this is a massive, massive deal. It's a big deal, and their votes could well hinge on the outcome of this proposed incinerator.